哈利路亚，愿主耶稣的平安喜乐时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈以及兄姐们同在。
哈利路亚， May the peace and joy of our Lord Jesus Christ with our senior members, brothers and sisters.
我们请翻开到诗篇第五十一篇。
Let us flip to Psalm 50.
今天我们
Psalm 51.
今天我们晚上一起要学习的题目是大卫的悔改。
The topic we'd like to learn together tonight is David's repentance.
诗篇五十一篇是我们看到这边说到大卫与别示巴同室之后，先知拿单来见他，他做这个诗交与灵长。
So here in the beginning of Psalm 51, it says that this is a psalm of David when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone into Bathsheba.
这个大卫他犯了很大的罪。
So, David here committed a very grave sin.
他不止犯了奸淫，还犯了杀人的罪。这个都是在十诫里面的一个很严重的一个诫命。
Not only did he commit adultery, but he also committed murder, and these are very serious offenses according to the Ten Commandments.
那大卫他的罪这么重，他是如何得到神的赦免以及宽恕呢？
And though David here had committed very grave sin, how was he forgiven by God?
他到底他付出了多少的伤痛以及代价？
How much suffering did he have to repay, and what was the price that he had to pay?
神在这一件事情上怎么样的报应他？
And how did God repay him in this matter?
这些都是我们今天晚上一起要来学习的。
So, these are the things we would like to learn tonight.
但是在他整个悔改的过程当中，这一首诗是他跟神直接的一个交流。
In the process of his repentance, this psalm was his communication with God.
其实我们今天我们都有可能会犯罪。
And today, we likely will commit sin as well.
那我们也要学习如何在过犯当中来谦卑向神祷告悔改。
And therefore we need to know that how we can be humble in our iniquities to pray to God.
然后从大卫悔改认罪的这一件事情上呢，我们要来看，要来一起观察学习神的公义以及慈爱。
And in matter of David's repentance, we want to learn about God's justice and righteousness as well as his compassion.
好，我想大卫他在撒母耳记下撒母耳记下的十二章那边所记载的先知拿单来找大卫来见他，把他做错的事情指给他看。我想这个我们都蛮熟悉了。
And I believe you're familiar with the passage in 2 Samuel chapter 12 when God told Prophet Nathan to reveal to David the sin that he had committed.
所以背景我们就不多说。
So we will not speak too much about the background.
我们重点要来看大卫他的悔改。
But the focus is on David's repentance.
我们诗篇的五十一篇我们一起来读。
Let us read Psalm 51 together.
诗篇五十一篇，我们从第一节到第十九节。
Let us read Psalm 51 from verse 1 to verse 19.
中文英文都可以一起。
Let's read both Chinese and English.
第一节
verse 1.
神啊，求你按你的慈爱连续我，按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯。二，求你将我的罪孽洗除净尽，并解除我的罪。三，因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪常在我面前。四，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。五，我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。六，你所喜爱的是内里诚实，你在我隐秘处必使我得智慧。七，求你用牛膝草洁净我，我就干净；求你洗涤我，我就比雪更白。八， 求你使我得听欢喜快乐的声音，求你使你所压伤的骨头可以踊跃久，求你免掩面不看我的罪，涂抹我一切的罪孽。十，神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。十一，不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。十二，求你使我仍得救恩之乐，赐我乐意的灵扶持我。十三，我就把你的道指教有过犯的人，罪人必归顺你。十四，神啊，你是拯救我的神，求你救我脱离流人血的罪，我的舌头就高声歌唱你的公义。十五，主啊，求你使我嘴唇张开，我的口便传扬赞美你的话。十六，你本不爱不喜爱祭物，若喜爱我就献上，凡祭你也不喜悦。十七，神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心你必不轻看。十八，求你随你的美意善待锡安，建造耶路撒冷的城墙。十九，那时你必喜爱公义的祭和燔祭，并全生的燔祭，那时人必将公牛献在你的坛上。阿们。哦，这个是大卫他在犯罪之后后悔当中向神做出忏悔的一个祷告以及祈求。
And the psalm was a psalm of David when he had regretted what he had done and he was repenting bitterly before God.
大卫的悔改是在先知拿单当面指责他的时候，他马上承认我有罪了。
And when Prophet Nathan pointed out his sin, he immediately admitted that he had committed the sin.
所以从大卫他认罪悔改第一点，我们可以学习到，可以看到的就是他有勇气来认罪。
So the first point we can learn from David is that he had the courage to admit his sin.
当一个人年纪渐长，地位或比较高，或者比较有能力的时候，要承认自己的过犯是会比较难的。
When a person ages, as he ages or has a higher status, it is more difficult for him to acknowledge or admit his sins.
当一个人年纪越长，职位越高，旁边的人也越不想要来跟他指出他做的错的事情。
When a person is advancing in his age, as well as getting higher in the status he has, many people around him will not want to point out the wrongdoings of this person.
因为经验告诉我们，这些人大部分的人不会接受。
Because experience tells us that majority of the people will not accept.
甚至有时候恼羞成怒，反过来对付你。
They will not accept what we say, and in turn, try to attack us or go against us.
我想先知拿单他也是想尽办法看出要怎么样才把这件事情指出来给大卫。
So I believe Prophet Nathan must have thought hard how to point out this wrongdoing of David.
如果没有神叫先知拿单去，可能先知拿单他自己 也没有不敢去。
If it was not God who had instructed Prophet Nathan to go and tell David, perhaps he would not have the courage to go.
但是神既然把这个任务交给了拿单。
But since God has entrusted this mission and responsibility to Nathan,
先知拿单他就仔细思考，用很智慧的言语先讲一个故事，挑起大卫正义的心，然后再说你就是那个坏人。
And so Prophet Nathan, with a wisdom, started off by telling David the story and to arouse the heart of justice that David had, and then through that he was able to rebuke David, saying that he had committed the sin.
那也很幸运他所遇到的这个国王他是会认罪的。
And it's very fortunate for him that he has met with this king who was willing to admit his sins.
神有差派他很多的先知，常常我们最近在 把那个列王时代的王读过了，历代志下读完，我们发现很多王神有差派先知去找他，告诉他做错，但是 他们的反应大部分都是不认罪。
As we had read in 2 Chronicles previously about the various kings, we see that when God sent the prophets to rebuke the kings did not listen to the prophets, and nor did they admit their sins.
不止不认罪，还把先知关起来。
Not only did they not admit their wrongs, but they put the prophets in prison.
是不是我们还记得是哪一位王吗？
Do we remember which king did this?
亚撒王哈。
King Asa.
所以说大卫他自己会认罪，会谦卑，这个其实要在人的面前来认罪，这个需要勇气。
And King David was able to admit his wrong and his sin before others, and in order to do this, it requires courage.
其实很多时候我们自己知道我们一些不好的地方。
And quite often we know the areas where we are not good in or weak.
但是很多时候我们没有办法有勇气来做一个承担。
But we do not have the courage to bear up this responsibility.
好，那我们要从大卫身上来学习。
So we need to learn this from David.
因为如果没有勇气来承担，那很难改过来。
Because if we do not have courage to bear up these sins, then it is difficult for us to change.
悔改的第一步就是要承认。
So the first step of repentance is to admit and acknowledge.
承认说我自己做错了。
And to acknowledge that I have done wrong.
那你看大卫他为什么，他当然第一个他有勇气，对不对？但是他为什么能够在神面前承认？因为他相信这位神是有爱的神。
And although King David, as we had mentioned, he had the courage, but another reason why he was willing to admit his sins before God was because he knew that God was a loving God.
好，我们看就是诗篇51篇的第一节，他就说了，神啊，求你按你的慈爱连续我。
Just as it says in Psalm 51 verse 1,saying that, have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness.
大卫他在过犯当中认罪，马上他就是向神来求饶恕，求神按他的慈爱来原谅他。
And after David has sinned, and in the process of his repentance, he prayed and asked God to forgive him.
很多时候很多人他为什么一错再错？
Many times, why do people continuously commit wrong one after the other?
因为很多时候其实在神还没有放弃这个人之前，他自己已经先放弃自己了。
It is because when God has not yet given up on this person, the person had already given up on themselves.
他觉得说，哎呀，我这么不好，那神也不要我了。
The person may think, I'm no good, God will definitely not want me as well.
但是我们看大卫，
But we see the example of David.
他犯了这么严重的罪。
He had committed such a serious and grave sin.
他在他的悔改当中，他马上向神祈求原谅。
In his repentance, he immediately prayed and asked God for forgiveness.
他把他的盼望放在神的怜悯里面。
He put his hope in the mercies of God.
所以从这一章很多地方我们都可以看到，从第七节到第九节，这边 好几个求啊，求求求求求神用牛膝草洁净我，洗涤我，使我能够听到欢喜快乐的声音求你不看我的罪，求你涂灭我的过犯。
So from verse 7 to verse 9, we see that through the verses, it shows how David pleaded with God one after the other to ask God to wash away his sins and to blot out his iniquities.
所以大卫他愿意来到神面前来认罪，因为他知道这个动作虽然难，但是他是值得的。
So David was willing to come before God to admit his sins because he knew that even though these tasks were difficult, but it is possible.
因为我所面对的这位神，我向他认罪，他不会嘲笑我。
Because this God whom I'm repenting to will not mock me or laugh at me.
他是慈爱的。
But he is full of loving kindness.
这是大卫他为什么愿意来到神面前认罪的这个最重要的原因。
And that is why David was willing to come before God to admit and repent regarding his sins.
那大卫他的悔改呢他不是只有用嘴巴说而已。
And David's repentance was not merely lip service.
哦，大卫的悔改他是真的就啊转离了啊这个不正的道路。
But David's repentance, through his repentance, we see that he turned away from this wrong path.
哦，这一个罪他就不会再犯了。
And he will not commit this sin anymore.
好，我们来啊，我们来请看这个列王记上。
Let us read First Kings.
列王记上的十五章。
First Kings chapter 15.
列王记上十五章第五节。
First Kings chapter 15 verse 5.
好，列王记上十五章的第五节。
First Kings chapter 15 verse 5.
因为大卫除了赫人乌利亚那件事，都是行耶和华眼中看为正的事，一生没有违背耶和华一切所吩咐的。
Because David did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and had not turned aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life except in the matter of Uriah the Hittite.
好，所以在他犯罪的这一件事情之前，他没有违背神。
So before the sin that he committed, he did not sin against God.
但他走偏了路，犯了罪之后，悔改之后，他也没有再违背神的命令，行在神的路上，不偏左右。
When he went astray and sinned against God,We see that after he returned, he continued to walk on the right path and he no longer sinned against God in this matter.
好，所以一个真正的悔改是下定决心，而且以后都不再犯同样的过错。
So a true repentance is to set a determination so that they will never commit the same mistake again.
而不是常常来到神面前为同样一件事情再悔改。
And not always come before God and repent for the same matter over and over again.
那有时候我们会想说，为什么我们可能在生活当中啊，有些罪或者有些过犯没有那么严重，但是就是没有办法把它除去呢？
So it causes us to think why in our lives there are some minor things that we do or sins that we commit which we are unable to change or remove from our lives.
为什么我们没有办法有这个真正的悔改，就是把这个行为来改变呢？
Why are we unable to have true actions to help us change our conduct?
我们愿意来到神面前承认我们的这个罪。
We are willing to come before God to admit our sins.
但是我们发现，哎，两个礼拜之后又要再来承认一次了。
But realize that after 2 weeks, we have to come before God again and repent for the same sin.
为什么？
Why?
好，大卫这边告诉我们他是怎么悔改的。
Here it tells us how David repented.
中文说悔改是两个字嘛，哈，改就是你行为改变嘛，但是第一个字悔就是心里面的懊悔。
And so in Chinese, the repentance is can be explained described in two words, which is first to grieve and repent in the heart.
很多时候外在没有办法改变，是因为里面没有真正的懊悔。
Many times our external deeds and conduct does not change because we do not feel remorse in our hearts.
好，所以说在诗篇五十一篇十七节，这个是我们很喜欢的一个经节。五十一篇十一
十
七节。
Psalm 51 verse 17, it is a verse that we like a lot.
神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise.
好，我们再翻开到约珥书。
Let us also flip to the book of Joel.
约珥书的第二章。
Joel chapter
2. 二章的十三节。
Chapter 2 verse 13.
约珥书二章十三节。
Joel chapter 2 verse 13.
你们要撕裂心肠。不撕裂衣服，归向耶和华你们的神，因为他有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾。
So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm.
神借着他的先知约珥来告诉他的百姓说，你们在过犯当中要悔改。
So through the prophet Joel, God wanted to pass on his message to the people saying that they need to repent.
神希望他的百姓来悔改。
God hopes that his people will repent.
因为神他是有恩典，有怜悯，他想要原谅这些人。
For he is gracious and merciful, and he wants to forgive these people.
哦，但是前提是这些人要真心的悔改。
But the prerequisite is that these people need to truly repent.
不只是外表的，好像十二节说到的禁食、哭泣、悲哀。
Not only what can be seen externally by fasting, with weeping, and with mourning.
哦，更重要的从心里面，不要只是撕裂衣服，当时候他们一个动作就是撕裂衣服，好像就很悲伤的一个动作，但是要撕裂心肠，就是说从心里面来真正的懊悔。
Or during that time, people would rend their garments or tear their garments to show their sorrow, but not just through these outside actions, but they had to rend their heart.
好，我们也知道说，那所以说这样子很听起来好像很简单啊，哎，我就心里面懊悔，那我就能够改过来了吗？
So it sounds very simple that if I rend my heart and I feel remorse, then can I really change?
好，道理我们知道。
We know about the teachings.
但是实际上很难做。
But in practicality, in reality, it is difficult to carry it out.
你就是不会忧伤啊。
Because we do not feel sad about it.
哦，其实你看圣经发现说，哎，现在我的行为一些不是很好。你可能来到教会的时候祷告一下，但是出去就觉得哎，没什么。
Sometimes we may read the Bible and feel that our deeds are not very good, but we come to church and pray for a little bit, and after we go out of the church, then we feel nothing is wrong.
哦，其实是因为我们的心变硬了。
In fact, it is because our hearts have been hardened.
哦，你想想看，我还记得小的时候，我们小的时候。
I remember when I was still when I was still younger.
一定都有不小心做错什么事情被妈妈修理嘛，哈。
Must have done something wrong and disciplined by my mother.
好，然后可能我的可能修理没有马上来啊，但是你做错事情，你差不多知道等一下晚上就要被修理了。
Of course the discipline may not come immediately, but I know that at night it will come.
好，但是妈妈下班之后嘛，哈。
So after mom gets off work.
但是我记得的是当时候心里面的那个害怕。
What I remember most is the fear I had at the time.
好，但是所以说那个害怕或者是说哎呀我怎么你会有一个你如果用英文讲的话觉得好像很 guilty 啊，那个叫做什么，很有罪恶感。对。
And so at that time I felt very guilty in my heart.
Afraid, 对。
And afraid.
好，但是我发现渐渐的长大之后
But I realize this as I grow up.
好，尤其高中啊，大学。
Especially in high school or in university.
你再做了一些事情，但是你就觉得，哎呀，这个没有什么，可能被妈妈骂了一下，但是就觉得，哎呀，没有什么。
Even though I did something and I feel that it's nothing wrong, and even though my mother might scold me a little bit, but I feel that there's nothing wrong with it.
好，你这个是心很渐渐的，它就是会变硬。
So through these things, we see that our hearts slowly become hardened.
所以这个就是主耶稣告诉我们说，为什么要回转向小孩子。
That is why the Lord Jesus had told us that we need to return to be like children.
当然有一个部分就是说我们要谦卑。
Of course, a part of it is that we shall become humble.
但是还有另外一个很重要的部分，就是回转到小孩子那个正直单纯的心。
But the other part is that we need to return to be like a child who has an upright and innocent heart.
好，当我们做错一件事情的时候
，When we have done something wrong.
好，现在我们做错，我们知道这个是错的。
Right now we do it and we know it is wrong.
但是我们没有感觉。
But we have no feelings about it.
但是一个小孩子他知道他错，他心里面很大的一个波动。
But for children, when they have done something wrong, they feel very guilty in their hearts.
哦，所以说大卫在他的祷告当中，他说：“神啊，求你为我再造这个清洁的心。”
That is why in David's prayer, he prayed and asked God to create in him once again a clean heart.
让我能够深深的感受到我做这件事情的不对。
So that I can truly feel how wrong I was in this matter.
好，其实这个也是神今天要帮助我们的。
In fact, this is what God wants to help us today.
他知道靠我们自己改不过来。
He knows that by relying on ourselves, we will never change.
就算我们要悔改，我们知道要悔改，但是我们做不到悔改。
Even though we know that we need to repent, we are unable to truly repent.
好，我们看以西结书。
Let us read Ezekiel.
好，以西结书的36章。
Ezekiel chapter 36.
以西结书三十六章
Ezekiel chapter 36
二十六节
verse 26、
所以主要帮助我们
So the Lord wants to help us
如果我们愿意给他帮助
If we are willing for him to help us
二十六节
verse 26
我也要赐给你们一个新心将心灵放在你们里面又从你们的肉体中除掉石心赐给你们肉心
I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you I will take the heart of stone out of you out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh
所以神要借着圣灵的充满来改变我们的心
So God wants us, wants to change our hearts to filling us with the Holy Spirit
在让我们的心慢慢的更加软化甚至从实心变成到一个肉心
So that our hearts may begin to soften from a heart of stone to becoming a heart of flesh
让我们能够打从心里面来懊悔我们的过犯
So that from the bottom of our hearts, we truly regret and feel remorse for our sins.
这样子很自然的，我们的行为就会得到一个改变，就不会再掉进去了。
And very naturally, our deeds will change, and we will no longer fall into the same sin again.
这个是他大卫他认罪，真的从心里面来悔改，也真的从他外面的行为不再犯罪，回到神正路上面。
So this is what we see in David, that he truly repented from his heart and also changed his deeds so that he walked on the right path again.
但是不代表说虽然他这样子的悔改是非常的好
Although his repentance was good.
但是不代表说他就不需要付出代价
But it does not mean that he does not have to pay a price.
我们来看雅各书
Let us read James.
第一章
Chapter 1.
一章的十五节
James chapter 1 verse 15
私欲既怀了胎就生出罪来罪既长成就生出死来
Then when desire has conceived it gives birth to sin and when sin and sin when it is full grown brings forth death
所以大卫他付出了沉重的代价
So David had to pay a heavy price
因为他让可能小小的罪、本来是私欲然后渐渐长大，最后生出来了一个极大的过犯。
Because initially it began from his desire, and it gave birth to sin, and it became a very evil act.
好，那最后就是生出死来。
And the result and consequence is that it brings forth death.
我们请看撒母耳记下。
Let's read 2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下第十二章
2 Samuel chapter 12
十二章十三节和十四节
chapter 12 verse 13 and 14
当先知拿单来当面责备大卫之后
So when prophet Nathan came in and rebuked David
这边大卫十三节大卫对拿单说我得罪耶和华了拿单说耶和华已经除掉你的罪你必不至于死十四节
Verse 14.
只是你行这事叫耶和华的仇敌大得亵渎的机会故此你所得的孩子必定要死所以大卫他实在付出了沉重的一个代价
So here we see indeed David had to pay a great price
就算他在神面前谦卑真心懊悔的一个忏悔
Even though David had felt very sorrowful, regretted, and remorse before God and repented,
甚至神在那个时候接受了他的悔改，除掉了他的罪
And God also accepted his repentance and forgiven his sins,
将他不至于死，但是他付出了沉重的代价
So that David also shall not die for his sins, but he had to pay a price.
从十五节到后面我们可以看到后来大卫他的这个儿子就死了。
And so from verse 15 onwards, we see that later on, David's child died.
不止这样子在第十节那边神说刀剑必永不离开你的家。
And not only so, but in verse 10, the Lord said that the sword shall never depart from your house.
所以大卫他做了这个过犯他就要神 的公义就是再次显明出来，他还是要承担这一个他还是要承担这一些代价。
So David had committed this transgression, and through God's justice and righteousness, it shows that he still had to pay the price.
哦，所以神爱他，原谅他，不代表说他就不用付出代价了。
So although God loved him and forgiven him, but he does not mean that he does not need to pay a price.
这个代价对他来说是很沉重的一个代价。
But in fact, this was a price which was really severe and heavy for David, which he had to pay.
第七天，在这整个当中，他每一天看到孩子情况一天不如一天。
And in the 7 days, he saw that day after day, the condition of his child deteriorated.
他也不吃饭。
And David did not eat.
一直的祷告神。
And he continued to pray to God.
哦，但是在第七天，这个孩子还是死了。
But on the 7th day, this child died.
好，这是大卫他所付出的代价。
So this was the price which David had to pay.
好。所以虽然神是慈爱的，
and although God is full of loving kindness,
但是我们不要因为神的慈爱而就放纵。
Let us not take it for granted, even knowing that God has loving kindness.
好，还是要付出代价。
Because we have to pay a price.
好，所以说大卫在这边第七天孩子就死了。
And so here on the 7th day,the child had died.
哦，在十二章后面这边啊，那个大臣啊，他们就说啊，说他们一开始不敢告诉大卫说这个孩子死了。
And so in the latter part of chapter 12, the servants of David, the elders, did not dare to tell David of this news.
他说这个孩子活着的时候，大卫就这么伤心了。他现在死了，那他情况不就更糟糕
？Because they said while the child was still alive.We see how sorrowful David was. If we were to tell him now that the child is dead, he would be even more sorrowful.
好，那大卫他发现看到臣仆说你们这样子交头接耳说什么，他就问他们说孩子死了吗？他们说死了。
And so David had then said to his servants and asked, "Is the child dead?" And they said, "He is dead."
我们看二十节。
Let us read verse 20.
大卫就从地上起来，沐浴，抹膏，换了衣裳，进耶和华的殿敬拜。然后回宫吩咐人摆饭，他便吃了。
So David arose from the ground, washed and anointed himself, and changed his clothes, and he went into the house of the Lord and worshipped. Then he went to his own house, and when he requested, they set food before him and he ate.
这一个动作是大卫他从受伤受苦当中重新站起来，重新出发来侍奉神。
These actions show that David arose from his sorrow.And his repentance to once again come before God and to worship Him.
哦，人家问他说：“你刚刚那么好像这么伤心，怎么现在孩子死了，你反而起来吃饭了？”
And so people may wonder why were you so sorrowful just now, and now that your child is dead, you are willing to eat.
哦，那大卫说孩子不能够回到我这边。
So David said that the child will not return to me.
以后是我要去孩子那边。
But instead, I will go to him in the future.
那现在我还活着。
But now I am still living.
我要继续走这条神要我走的道路。
I need to continue walking on the path which God wants me to walk on.
你如果我们看回来诗篇的五十一篇。
So we look back at Psalm 51.
在大卫的祷告当中。
In David's prayer.
大卫求神在他里面造一个洁净的心，有正直的灵。
David prayed.That God may create in him a clean and upright heart.
十一节，祈求神不要丢弃他，不要收回圣灵。
Verse 11, he prayed that God will not cast him away and not to take his Holy Spirit back from him.
第十二节，祈求神仍让他有得救之恩，赐给他乐意的灵来辅助他。
And verse 12, to restore to him the joy of his salvation and to uphold him by his generous spirit.
不是让他接下来的一生都活在忏悔当中
，so that he will not live the rest of his life in remorse.
就是说，有他祈求神给他正直的灵给他帮助，不是让他接下来的一生都一直活在忏悔当中。
He prayed and asked God to give him a steadfast spirit and to renew a steadfast spirit within him, so that he will not continue to live in regret.
好，对，忧伤的灵，忧伤痛悔的心，有它重要的地方。
And having a broken and contrite heart has its purpose.
但是一个人不能够一直你这个是一个悔改的过程。
But a person shall not remain in this stage. This is just a process of repentance.
这个悔改过程过去之后，你要重新站起来，再继续的敬拜神。
So after the process of repentance has passed, then we need to stand up again and continue to worship God.
13节
Verse 13.
我就把你的道指教有过犯的人，罪人必归顺你。
Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you.
这一个是大卫他所立定的志向。
This was a determination which David made.
他祈求神原谅他。
And he prayed that God will forgive him.
祈求神帮助他。
He prayed that God would help him.
他心里面很懊悔、懊恼。
And he felt a regret and remorse in his heart.
他也真正的做出了改变。
And he truly made a change.
但是他改变之后，他站起来。
And after his change, he stood up.
继续行走这个神要他走的道路。
Continue walking on the path which God wanted him to walk on.
甚至在接下来的道路当中，把神的道指教给那些也是有过犯的人。
And as he walks on this path, that he may also teach the others the word of God.
也就是说，不止他自己站起来，他还要帮助那些残累在过犯当中的人，来帮助他们站起来。帮助他们悔改。
And so not only he himself stood up from his sin, but he wanted to help those who are bounded by their transgressions to also know how to repent and stand up.
在他所过犯的这件事情上，他让神的名得到了很大的亵渎的机会，让他的神的仇敌有亵渎的机会。
Although through his sins, he had allowed the enemy of God to have a chance to blaspheme against God.
他不是过在一生的一个一直后悔当中。
But he did not live the rest of his life in regret.
他祈求原谅。
He prayed for forgiveness.
真心的从心里面撕裂心肠。
True repentance by rendering his heart.
但是他站起来之后，他接下来的人生要过着一个让神的名得到荣耀的人生。
But after he stood up, he wanted to live a life which was able to glorify God.
这个是悔改其中的一个，也是一个很重要的地方。
And this is another important area of repentance.
是我们希望从今天大卫的悔改上看到一个正面的地方。
So we hope that through David's repentance, we can see a positive side.
我们不要，当然我们在我们的生活当中，我们要小心，不要让我们的行为让主的名蒙羞。
Of course, we do not want to do anything which will dishonor God's name.
但是以正面来看，我们要让主的名在我们的生命当中得到一个荣耀。
On the positive side, we want God's name to be glorified in our lives.
今天为什么神除去了他的罪？
So today we see why did God remove his sins.
甚至他接下来让他生出了所罗门。
And that following after that, he was able to have Solomon as a child.
神特别说他喜爱这个孩子。
And God said that he favored this child.
把所罗门又给他一个名字叫做耶底迪亚。
And gave to Solomon another name, Jedidiah.
就是神所爱的人。
Which means the one beloved of God.
这个是神的慈爱，对大卫的一个很大的安慰。
So this was God's loving kindness and mercy towards David, and it brought great comfort to him.
好，我们最后来看诗篇三十二篇。
So finally, let's read Psalm 32.
诗篇三十二篇第一节。
Psalm 32, verse 1.
得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
我们今天的神是慈爱的。
Today, our God, he is has loving kindness.
如果我们愿意来他这边诚实的把我们的过犯来告诉他。
If we come before him and truthfully tell him our transgressions.
而且从心里面懊悔来要悔改。
And to be remorseful from the bottom of our hearts and have the determination to repent.
好，那神爱我们。
And God We know he loves us.
他会帮助我们。
And he will help us.
有一个懊悔的心。
So that we may have a remorseful heart.
好，虽然可能对我们所做的过犯，我们要付出一些代价。
Although we may have to pay a price for our transgressions.
好，但是我们不要一直停留在那个伤痛里面。
But let us not stop in the stage of this sorrow.
好，我们要从伤痛里面重新出发。
But we need to come out of this sorrow and start over again.
好，然后让接下来的人生过着得胜的生活。
So that the next part of our life, we may live a glorious and victorious life.
而且为神的爱来做见证。
And that we may testify of his love.
好像大卫一样。
Just like David.
唱赞美诗。
Let us sing him.
345首。
345.